CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So now we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACTU portion. We'll now begin the pre-check-ins, starting with KO4RYP, that's my pretty little bride, Miss Anna, W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in TR, and he brings along N4IEI, and that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer, and KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Traveler's Rest. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. And KN4RJN, that's John up in Brown Summit. And John, I hope you're getting along well if you're listening in tonight. KJ4HKC, that's John in Belton. W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Mr. Rusty in Moore. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. N4MRY, Miss Mary in Piedmont. And Mr. Fred, K4RM, also in Piedmont. Thank you guys for checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or the pre-check-in. K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail in Prosperity. Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix beginning with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
4NUE. Evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Take a moment and recognize what we got. So far we got Mr. Rick, Miss Lorena, and Michelle. Miss Rick is KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Miss Lorena is KK4 Oscar November Oscar. And Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are from Piedmont. Thank you guys for checking in with us tonight. Also, KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And Kurt, appreciate you stopping by tonight and checking with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And our illustrious net manager, Mr. Dave, W4DJW. Thank you for all you do for the net. Dave, are there any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KNUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s to everybody on the net.
Net Control. Check in KK4LEE, Kilo 4, Lima Echo. I'm R. Lee, Romeo Lima Echo. I'm in Gray Court, South Carolina. Be negative and negative. And sure was glad to see some sunshine today. 73s to everybody.
Let's take a moment and recognize Mr. Dave up in Easley, KB2BYQ. Dave, it's always nice to hear you drop by. Your call sign just kind of glides right through the air. So, and KK4LEE, that's Mr. R. Lee up in Gray Court. And you are right, Mr. Lee, that it is nice to have some sunshine and some really nice weather. And that's a very interesting call sign you got, Mr. Lee. Thank you for checking in with us tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta, before we move on to the Echo through Hotel? Any more, Alpha through Delta? Stations with the suffix beginning with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE. KO4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and it's good to hear you tonight. Worried about you after yesterday's episode. KO4HKX.
Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
For NUE. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Chad. Thanks. We'll be negative and negative.
Back up and get Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX. And Patrick, I did survive yesterday. That was an interesting conversation, and had some good laughs. So next up on the list is Mr. Gene up in Taylor's, W4FHJ. Gene, thank you for dropping by and checking in with us tonight. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. That's another one that just rolls right off the tongue. So, Harry, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and it's always a pleasure to hear your call sign. Any more stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll move to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
G4, Hotel India, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca, negative, negative.
4-N-U-E. What a treat. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for comments. I have no traffic. Donna says hello. Say hi to Anna for us. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KO4, NUE. Again, Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at the base of Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone.
I've been recognized Mr. James up in Tuxedo, and that's KK4, JFO. And James, always nice to hear you. And W4HI, Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Appreciate you dropping by tonight, Mr. Bruce. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. And Larry, I got you marked down for comments tonight. And KC4MFK, and that's Miss Donna in Greer. And hello back to Miss Donna. Anna says hello to you, too. And KE4JRK, that's Mr. John, at the base of Parrish Mountain. So appreciate you checking in with us tonight, John. Any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Heard, so we'll move on to the next group, and that's Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Hope you're doing well. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Mod tonight. Glad to hear you calling that. Chad, 73 to you, and Ms. Anna, and all the net. I will be negative and negative tonight.
NUE. Glad to hear you calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative, but Miss Anna, keep him straight.
Net Control. Control, please check in November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM, Bill in Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Chad, thank you for calling the net. You're doing a wonderful job. Anna must be giving you a good support there. So thank you and 73s from myself and my wife.
My wife Linda. Kilo Golf Ford Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. We don't have any traffic or roundtable. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Can you eat? Then Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. Will be negative and negative, but 7-3 is the net.
Well, group, and I'm lagging just a little bit, but I think we got it. So let's start with Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, mobiling around in Piedmont. And Fred, you be careful out there tonight, and it's always a pleasure to hear you on the net. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, up on Lake Bowen. Walt, it's a pleasure to hear you as well. N4WHM, that's Mr. Bill up in Hartwell. And I would also like to say that call sign again, N4WHM/AG. Mr. Bill just upgraded his ticket to General, and we're all very proud of him and glad that he went and got his General license. So, Bill, we're proud of you and good job. Next on the list is Mr. John up in Greenville, and that's N4OBC. And KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ. I can't pass that one up. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, and that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. and W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, one of our net controllers on the 2-meter net, and Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and Miss Wendy is also another net control on this, a net controller on this net. I want to say hello to both of you guys and thank you for stopping by the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Are there any more stations? Mike through Papa. Goodness, that was a big group. Can I get one more? Don't even recheck. I got you. KN4OBC. Did I get you right? JB, this KO4NUE. You still in there, Mark? All right, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations that begin with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR. This is Chris here. I'm here in Greenville. I'm going to be in and out, 73 to everyone on the net, saying hello to the lovely wife, and y'all have a good night.
Stop and recognize Mr. Chris in Greenville, KO4RUR. Appreciate you dropping by the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Chris, and you're always welcome here. It's a pleasure to hear you drop by. Okay, let's give one more call for Quebec through Tango. I know that's normally a short group, but just real quick, let's try one more. Quebec through Tango. Any stations, call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll move on to the patient group, and that's Uniform through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix that begins Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. 73 is all on the net.
I'm stumbling a little bit, but I believe I got it. So, Scott from Greenville, and he brings along his wife, Mary, and his daughter, Mary. Scott, your call is KX4YM. Miss Mary's call is KO4ACD. And your daughter's call is KO4ILI. And her name is Miss Mary, too. Did I get that right?
4YM, QSL.
Any stations, any remaining stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
In Kilo, November 4, this is Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Ender, and I'll be negative and negative. Watch out for things to go boom there, Chad.
You got me, Steve. Okay, let me stop and recognize KN4VWA, and that's Mr. Steve up in Inman. And Steve, little birdie told me you need to get on your honeydews. So go ahead and you got me tickled. let me get a hold of myself here. So any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, this is KO4NUE. Please call me and let me know. We'll move on to the big group, and that's Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu. This is KO4NUE or Net Control. Okay, I guess that's it. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the rag chew with Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer. We'll stop for periodic check-ins and comments. And Larry, before we start, just like to let you know, I'm conducting my monthly test tonight with emergency power. So I have been on emergency power for the whole net. So, Larry, you first on the stump. Take it and let's go.
Friday. KO4 NUE, KK4 JBQ. Well, I think someone said early in the net that it's been a wonderful day. I stepped out on the patio this afternoon. I looked into the sky and I saw blue for the first time in, I don't know, 8 or 9 days. I saw blue sky. I'm tickled with it. I surprised myself to see a blue sky. It was just gorgeous. A little puffy clouds in there, but, you know. Oh, well. And someone else mentioned something about yesterday and how you were involved in yesterday, and somebody else said something about something going boom, so I can't wait for you to tell me what happened.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I've told you this, but I don't think anybody else in the net, except for a couple guys, know. But so the 7th of October was our wedding anniversary. And I went to the deer camp yesterday, which was the 8th. Well, on the 7th, me and my wife were talking about our 26 years of marriage and just, you know, some of the things that we've been through over our marriage, and we're laughing about them. And one of them was when we got married, we had a rather large wedding shower. We got a lot of gifts, and one of them was this messed up looking pressure cooker. Now, I've told you this, Larry, but let me tell you the end of it. Let me get through the story, because the end is a little different than what I told you. But so this is not a conventional pressure cooker. The lid fits down into the pan, and that's how it seals against the pressure cooker. Creates the pressure. So we got back from the honeymoon, day 3 or day 4, and we decided we would cook some chicken. We would cook some supper. And we pulled out this Futura pressure cooker. And my wife, I was going to do the vegetables, and my wife was going to do the chicken. So she read the little sheet there, and 7 minutes, we're, you know, after the pressure built up, we would have a chicken cooked. 20 minutes later, there's no pressure, no pressure, no steam, just nothing. And we're sitting there looking at the pot, waiting for it to, you know, start jiggling or steam coming out. And I pulled it off of the stove, and it got so hot that it shot out the safety plug in the side of the pressure cooker, and the little lead slug went up into the cabinet across the kitchen. So I took and it just blew this putrid smoke smell into the kitchen. So I took it out on the back porch and cooled it down and opened it up, and there's this awful looking carcass in there. I mean, it is just gone. Just burnt to nothing. And she forgot to put the water in the pressure cooker and melted the side of the plug out. I guess it caught on fire inside the pressure cooker and blew the plug out. So I'd like to tell everybody that our first week of marriage, she tried to kill me, literally. But I was telling this story coming from the deer camp yesterday on the radio. And for those of you who don't know, my wife has a license too. So she just happened to be listening to the radio and heard me telling this story to a couple of the guys on the net. And we were having a big to-do about it. I don't know, about a mile from the house, maybe 2 miles from the house, and I hear this pretty little voice come over the radio. Says, KO4NUE, this is KO4RYP. You need to come home now because we're having chicken tonight and I'm cooking it in a pressure cooker. And I just, oh, busted, Larry. I mean, just busted. What else can I say?
Yes, well, I know Anna's probably there listening. Our apologies to you, Anna, for making fun, but this is a story that just has to be told. It's lighthearted, of course. But, Chad, I got to tell you, I've heard the story, but you told it just as well, you know, the second time. I enjoyed it the second time. You got a belly laugh out of me the second time. And, well, so that's wonderful. Oh, gosh. So did she have chicken at home, or was that just sort of a reminder to you?
The rest of it. So I am evidently in between getting caught and trying to explain, hey, what we were talking about. I have my radio down in the console of my truck, and the mic cable will sometimes, if I don't lock the inputs on the radio, the mic cable will hit the knob and knock it off frequency. So I'm in mid-sentence trying to explain kind of what I was doing with, telling this story about her and not realizing that my radio is off frequency. And so I let loose of the mic and I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anybody talking. And I thought, what's going on? So I said something again and no response. So the third time I put a call out for Patrick, hoping he would, help me out a little bit. And I heard nothing. And I looked down and my radio was off frequency. And I hesitated for a second and I thought, well, this might be a good thing. I'm not sure. I want to go back down to 146.610. And say it because I know I'm in trouble, but I did. I turned it back up to 146.610, and I heard Patrick and Daniel in there going, he's dead. She's got him with the pressure cooker. I guess you just had to be here, but it was funny. And when I came in the living room, she's standing in the living room with her hands on her hips with this look like, oh, man, what a day. KO4NUE and KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ. Well, that wasn't your mic cable. That was that little angel that was along with you. Didn't want you to suffer, so knocked it off frequency for you. Oh, my. It's good to ride along with angels. Goodness, Chad, that was good. I was going to ask you, I don't want this to be anticlimactical, but how was the 7th? How was your anniversary celebration on the 7th?
We've been in quarantine because of her mother-in-law, my mother-in-law. But we actually came off quarantine today, technically. But on the 7th, we tested the morning of the 7th with one of the home tests. And her sister are real close, and they like to go do things together. So they decided that they would go up to Asheville, up to the antique barn, and look around at the antique barn stuff. So that was my gift to her, was for her to go to Asheville, with her sister and spend the day with her sister. And we would take care of business today on the, yesterday on the 8th. But we are heading to the deer camp on Sunday. And we're going to spend a couple of days up there. And, you know, for any of you wondering, that's, that doesn't sound too appealing for a wedding anniversary to go to the deer camp. And it's not. It's just, you know, it's just, it's in the woods, it's a cabin in the woods on the river, and that's about it. So, you know, after 26 years, we've learned to take the good with the bad, and we're just going to just kind of lay back a little bit and enjoy this beautiful weather out in the woods on the 12-mile river. And at the end of the day, that can't be a bad thing. KO4NUE and KK4JBQ.
That's marvelous. I'm glad, and I'm glad you got to spend some time with your sister. I had a sister once, and I treasure the time. I cherish the time that we were able to spend together. So, a little cabin in the woods, near a stream or a river. That sounds pretty nice to me. I suppose it's, you know, how I grew up. This is how the both of you must have grown up. The woods is my favorite place to be, cabin or not. Well, let's see. What else? I did something today, a little maintenance. The only reason I mention it is because there might be some others within the sound of my voice, as they say, who has had a time with these little yard lights. You know, the little lights that you can stick in flower pots and light the way on the walk, or I put them around the patio. It's real nice to just step out on the patio. It's pitch black out there. Well, but I've got these little, LED lights. They're made for, you know, to gather sunlight, turn themselves off at dusk, or on at dusk. But I learned some time ago that they will last a lot longer if every couple of months you take them down, take the battery out, and I have a battery charger that discharges first. So you discharge them completely and then charge them again. And that exercises the battery, as I understand. Well, these things have lasted now for almost 6 years. There's a testament to keeping those little lights going, or anything else that charges up the a solar panel like that. Works out for me. KK4JBQ.
Interesting tip. I've never heard that, but that makes sense. And today I was thinking about you too, because I was in here messing with the radio today, and when I have two monitors, one is closer to the radio than the other, and for some reason, today when I turned on EchoLink just to do a test, I can hear my Yaesu picking up some pretty significant interference. So I'll turn off EchoLink, and the interference goes away. I turn it back on, and it comes back. And I have to turn the squelch up to about 18 to get it to filter the RF out from, I guess it's the monitor, I guess. But it's never done that before. So I thought, what have I done that's got this going on? I've got to do the net tonight. I got to figure this out. So I went in the kitchen. You'll be proud of me. I went in the kitchen and got me a piece of aluminum foil. And I folded it double four times into a 4x4 sheet. And stuck that thing in the back of where all these cables are in the back of my radio. until the interference went away. And then when I pull the tinfoil out, the interference comes back. So long story short, I found one of these 90-degree PO-259 and SO-239 on one end that's Amazon special that was causing problems. I still don't know what's wrong with it. I mean, I took it out and put another one in, and I can't see anything wrong with it. But there was an issue with it, and I used that tinfoil to shield from the connector to the radio. So I guess it's leaking RF or something. But I thought of you when I stuck that. And that's why I got to tell Larry next time I talk with him on the net. KO4 NUE KK4 JVQ.
That's a MacGyver. One for you. Well, I know you've had lots like that, but my guess is that the way that's constructed internally to make that right angle, it could be that that center conductor, it just has an air gap there, for sure, just an air gap internally. And it might be the way that it was wired, it got too close to the shield side, and so you'll have it'll pick up the shield is supposed to take all that trash to ground. The air is supposed to, and it is, it's quite a good insulator. Heliax it uses air as a as a insulator. So, well, your tinfoil thing showed you what to do, but I'll either replace that or put some RF chokes. Little ferrites can be put right on that particular line and shield it that way also. Well, that's good. This is what hams do. KK4 JBQ.
Stop right here for a second and see if there's any additional check-ins that like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any stations, please call KO4 NUE if you'd like to check in.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4 DOS, Gary. Also K3 JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Hope to see you on Tuesday.
4 N U E. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG, Big Kevin, over here in Mountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net. And let me know how this radio sounds, because I actually swapped spots where it was setting. I'm actually in my actual room now, so just let me know if this thing sounds all right on that end, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Stop and recognize KI4 DOS, and that's Mr. Gary. He's our Wednesday night net controller, and also runs the Wednesday night swap net, and he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, and her name is Joy, and they're up in Easley. And Gary, yep, we're in for a real treat on Tuesday. So I'll see you then at the deer camp. KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin. I think that's Kevin. I think I got that right, up in Fountain Inn. And Kevin, you are almost full quieting on my end. There's just a little bit of noise, but you are very pleasant to listen to and very strong here, and no issues that I can see. So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because it sounds just great to me. So any more Kevin? Did I get your name right, sir?
Yep, that was right. Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the radio report there, and
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything set back the way I had it set, and I kind of moved into the house. I went from down yonder to the other end of the house, and oh, now I got to get my UHF in, and I moved over here to the other end, and that way I can get it hooked back up for crossband repeat. But it's a slow process. I'm moving along with it, though. But back to you in the net.
UBG and KO4 NUE. KK4 JBQ, Larry, hold on. I'll come right back to you. But, Kevin, I just want to let you know that I have moved three times my ham shack. And I have a tower that I built down in the fab shop. It's the awfulest looking thing you've ever seen, but it does work. And I made a little stand on it so I can hook the forks to the bobcat to it so I can move the entire tower wherever I want it, when I want to move it, until I get it exactly where I want it. I know that sounds strange, but I just I want things a certain way, and I usually, my motto is around here, if you can't get it right the first time, you can get it right the fourth or fifth time. So my daughter left for college a couple weeks ago, and I took over her bedroom, and I think this is going to be it. I think this is where I'm going to stay. But good luck with your move, and I know that's aggravating, but it will be worth it when you get to where you're comfortable. So, anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Kevin?
For NUE, KN4, UBG. No, that'll pretty much be it, man. I just got the VHF antenna hooked back up right now, and been here soldering some ends on a couple of my other antennas, and trying to get everything set back up. And I got to move the UHF antenna from the other end of the house. It's mounted to the peak of the double wide, so I got to move it back out here, mount it to the peak of the double wide on the other end, and get everything routed back in here. But no, that's pretty much about it. That's the same thing with me, man. My mother-in-law moved out, and I took the spare bedroom, and that way we could get her kitchen back. And that way I could have my den, because I got the den, the kitchen in the den, and I had my radio room in the kitchen. So now I'm actually arranging the house the way it needs to be now. But no, that's pretty much it. I don't have nothing else, and just wanted to check in and see how it was doing. But we'll give it back to you. KN4NUE, KN4UBG, I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I appreciate you dropping by and filling us in on what's going on with your changeover. Radio sounds great. Wouldn't change a thing. And good luck with that. So with that, I'll say 7-3s to you. Tomorrow's Sunday. Have a wonderful week and a safe week. And drop by anytime. We'd love to have you. KK4 JBQ, you still in there, Larry?
Sir, I'm here for the duration. I always am. I don't comment that often. I really don't have a whole lot to say, but I like listening, and that is, I got some advice a long time ago to listen most of the time and talk here and there. So it's been a pleasure, sir. I do enjoy when I when I do comment, and I hear some interesting stories. I will remember tonight. Thank you all so much, everyone who's made it this far. Chad, you have a good night's rest. And Anna, look after him, won't you? Talk to you later. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ, 7-3.
Hey, Q. I enjoyed the QSO, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Larry. And please tell Miss Donna I said hello. And like I said, it's always a pleasure. So with that said, let me try one more time. If anybody is listening that has not checked in, I am at 49. I would really like to give away Mr. Gary's door prize. Can I get one more check-in to get number 50?
Next troll. Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie. And please check in by proxy. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That is my wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney, South Carolina. Check us in and out. And hello, Larry. It's good to hear you, sir.
Deal. Thank you, Jamie. And not only did I get 50, I've got 51. So, Jamie, I'm going to swap you and Miss Sabrina's call sign and recognize her first, and that way she can win Mr. Gary's door prize. You don't actually win anything, but you get, Gary has a little deal where he just says, hey, if you're the 50th check-in, you get a door prize. So let's recognize Miss Sabrina, and that is KJ4, Yankee Lima November, and KJ4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. And that's Mr. Jamie. Both are up in Chesney, and appreciate you dropping by for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more check-ins? Please call KO4-NUE or Net Control. But have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4-NUE or Net Control. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4-NUE, and I'm clear. Please stand by for my net report. KO4-NUE, I'll take it. I just had a fella show up on Echo Link. If you'd like to take it, if you'd like to check in, sir, before I close the net out, please do so. Please call KO4-NUE.
KO4-NUE. Hello, Chad. Good to hear you. Came over here and didn't know you were net control. This is Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Lima Delta, Allen, Atwater, California. Good to hear you. No traffic, no other comments. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net. I just signed on a few minutes ago.
Recognize KF4, Charlie Lima Delta, and that's Mr. Allen out in Atwater. Thank you for dropping by, Allen. And appreciate you using the Echo Link. That's always nice to check somebody in on Echo Link. Okay, I'll change my traffic. I'm going to change my check-in number and submit my net report. 4JBQ, KO4-NUE.
NUE, KK4JBQ.
You got just a little bit. I don't know about no 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'll hang around for a few minutes if you're available.
Most certainly. That two-way round table is going to haunt us both, isn't it? That was an exception. We were all feeling good and had plenty to say. KK4JBQ.
Just so you know, so me and Anna have got into Dutch oven cooking. We do a lot of different recipes on the Dutch ovens up at the deer camp. And we've got all the little, you know, the whole set. We'll have the whole set, but we've got enough to do, you know, some decent meals. She does a amazing pineapple upside down cake in the Dutch oven. And it always turns out just absolutely wonderful. And I usually do some chicken or roast beef, pot roast or things like that. But I've been trying to figure out how to do a good breakfast besides just, you know, ham and eggs and things like that. But we stumbled across a good recipe, I don't know, about 2 years ago, and it's called the King's Crown. And I want to tell you all about it. So we got the number 12 Dutch oven, and we put a whole pound of sausage in the bottom of the pan. And then mix some milk and flour. And then take some raw biscuits and put on top of that soupy mess. And then we let it cook in the Dutch oven for about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, I guess. And last 10 minutes, I'll put a whole big bunch of red coals on top of that Dutch oven. And it browns the top of those biscuits. This nice golden brown color. So when you lift the lid off, you're basically left with sausage and gravy with these biscuits. It's got this pretty little golden color on top. And me and her call that the King's Crown, because you sure do feel like a king when you're eating it.
Here it is, 10 o'clock, and you're making me hungry. Wow, that sounds so good. Anna, I can tell you're a good cook, a good country cook. And so was my mama and her mama. And that's all I know, I guess. Some other people have over my lifetime have made excellent meals. But I knew my mother and my grandmother to cook my grandmother cooked for 12 children, and she and grandpa. She never sat down. She had a wood stove that she cooked on, and that was at one end of the kitchen, and then there was this long table, as you might imagine, and she didn't have a chair there. She went between the stove and the table serving and keeping track of stuff, because you know you have to cook up things in batches, you know, for that many people. And my mama, she cooked three meals a day, every day of the world. All of it wonderful. And Chad just described such a marvelous meal. I'm glad you all eat that good. Dutch ovens. Oh, I need to mention to you that there's a... It's called the Create Channel, I believe. It's one of the PBS variants. There's a program called Cook's Country. That's possessive. Cook's Country. And it is about... It's tested recipes, and a couple of gals are on there and just do a marvelous job of making me hungry. good. KK4, JBQ.
So KO4 NUE and KK4 JBQ. So in the wintertime, so let me describe this place to you. So when my grandmother, it was part of the original farm, and her oldest son Claude, originally his property, and he built a bathhouse on it in, I'd say, probably the 70s or 80s maybe, and he let the church use it for baptisms in the 12 Mile River. So the Roanoke Baptist Church would come down to the river and get baptized in the river. And he built a place there for a ladies' restroom and a men's restroom. And it's probably 10 feet wide by 19 feet long. I don't know how he ended up with 19 feet, but he did. And when I inherited the property from Mom, it was it was in really, really bad shape. So I just took the sawmill up there and milled some of the lumber and fixed it up and got, you know, basically gutted the thing and then just built me a one-room cabin out of it, pretty much. So as time went on and the COVID crisis hit, we decided that we would, when the COVID first came, we didn't know how dangerous the thing was, so we decided if there was an exposure with the kids, we'd just separate through the quarantine in case that would stop both of us from getting hurt. So I stayed up there in quarantine so much that I just took the sawmill back up there and added another 10-foot section on it. So it's basically a lean-to coming off of that. So I've got me a wood stove in there. It's one of those little wood stoves that it's kind of like the top pops out and you can throw wood in the top of it, but they're fixed. They don't come out, but the circles are there. I may end up cutting them out. I don't know, but anyway, there's a wood stove in there, and I've got a propane burner, a sink. When Uncle Claude put the place in, he was a builder, so he did put a septic tank there. It's a small one. But, so I have a restroom facility. I put me a little small, really small shower with a shower pan in there so I can take a shower. And I've got me a little refrigerator that runs off of propane. And spent a lot of time up there fishing and hunting and, well, not hunting, but I do run a trap line up there. And, you know, so we go up there, or I'll go up there and just enjoy the place for a little bit, you know.